From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth program, because this week we are talking about a subject that is very, very basic to Christian living. Perhaps it's one of the most easiest thing for a Christian to do. But it's one of the things that today we find that many Christians are not doing, and that is being consistent in church attendance. Being one who is regularly at church, and I'm talking about Sunday school, morning service, evening service, Wednesday service, whatever your midweek service may be, special meetings like revivals, missions conferences, Bible conferences. What about you? You claim to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Are you a regular attender of a local church? And more biblically speaking, are you a member of a local Bible-believing church? I trust that you are. This week we are studying from Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, the concept of not forsaking the church. And I mentioned on Monday that Hebrews chapter 10 is a context in which it's talking about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ for us on the cross. Verse 10 says, "By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Verse 12 says, "But this man," that is a reference to Christ, "after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God." And verse 14 says, "For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." In other words, it is talking about the work of Christ for us on the cross. And when we come down to verses 22, 23, 24, and 25, it says this, "Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." Because of what Christ has done for us on the cross, we should draw near to God with a true heart. We should hold fast the profession of our faith. We should consider one another to provoke and to encourage each other to serve the Lord. But then we should make certain that we do not forsake the local church. Why? Because Christ is building his church. Christ died for his church. The church is the body of Christ. The church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. You and I who know Christ should be regular attenders, good, solid members of a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Yesterday, we noted that church attendance is a component, a very significant component of the Christian life. And we also noted that church attendance is a command. Today, I want us to focus on the fact that church attendance is a concern. In fact, it's a great concern. It's something that every Christian should be concerned about. You might be a newborn child of God. Maybe just recently you've been saved. Maybe just recently you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. Are you involved in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church where you live? If not, get involved. Maybe you've been saved for a long time, but for one reason or another, you have gotten away from the local church. Today is the day to begin. This is Wednesday. A lot of churches have midweek services on Wednesday night. Maybe you can go to church tonight. We are just a couple of days away from Sunday. Maybe if you've not attended church for a long time, you can decide to go back to church this coming Sunday. Church attendance is a concern. It's a concern because God wants us to be in church. But it's also a concern simply because some people are forsaking it. Look at the verse again, Hebrews 10:25. It says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together." Look at this next phrase, beloved, "as the manner of some is." You know, for many, many years, I read that particular verse of Scripture, and I really did not consider the context as it relates to the time for which this particular verse was given. Keep in mind that the book of Hebrews was written somewhere between 67 and 68 A.D., and so the church was just quite young. The church was just maybe 30 or 35 years of age, because Jesus Christ suffered and bled and died and rose again from the grave. And then just a few days after that, in Acts chapter 2, we find that the church of Jesus Christ was formed. 50 days after that, to be specific. The Church of Jesus Christ was formed and was birthed on the day of Pentecost there in Acts chapter 2. But within 30 or 35 years, some people had started to forsake the church. He says, "not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is." Isn't it amazing that shortly after the resurrection of Christ, shortly after the church was birthed, people were automatically forsaking the church already? It became their custom. That word that we find there in Hebrews 10:25, when it says, "as the manner of some is," the word manner means custom or habit. They broke the custom. They broke the habit of going to church just 30 or 35 years after the church was established. Why? Well, perhaps because the excitement of the resurrection had worn off. Perhaps because of the fact that the threat of persecution for being a Christian was growing. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, some had already forsaken the church. But let's apply it to today, some 2,000 years after the church was established. Many people are forsaking the church these days. Back in the time when COVID-19 pandemic came into the United States of America, as well as around the whole world, many, many people stopped attending church. And do you know something? There are some who've not yet gotten back at church. They're using one excuse or the other. I've had people tell me during the COVID period of time, you know, I'm afraid to go to church for fear that, number one, I might pick up the COVID or I might give it to somebody else. And yet, those same people go to the shopping center. They go to the supermarket. They go to the sports store. In fact, they go to sports gatherings. But they don't want to go to church because they don't want to give the COVID to somebody else or pick it up from somebody else, as though that the only place that the COVID goes is the church. It doesn't go to the supermarket. Some people have used the COVID pandemic to get away from church. Then you've got people who have other excuses. I'll tell you what, there are more excuses for people not going to church than, as we used to say back in the day, Carter has liver pills. I can't go to church because I don't feel good. Yet come Monday morning, they're feeling the same and they're off to work. I can't go to church because I'm too tired. But later on in Sunday, when it's time to go to the ball game, the tiredness seems to leave them. And they can go play ball or watch the game or whatever is the case. But excuses for going to church, listen to me carefully, excuses for not going to church, excuses for not going to church are selfish and idolatrous. selfish and idolatrous. Because when a person says, I am not going to go to church today, I don't feel like it, I don't want to go, I don't want to get up and get dressed, I don't want to have to go be with other people, that is a selfish reason, and it's idolatrous in the fact that those people who do that are worshiping themselves and not God. And so I'll tell you very directly that not attending church is a godless and a sinful thing. It really is. It's a godless and a sinful thing. Now, I realize that sometimes people can't go to church because they're truly sick. Or maybe they have to work or whatever is the case. And I understand that, and God knows that, and God understands that. But to just forsake the church as the manner of some is, beloved, that's a godless, sinful thing to do. And so I say to you today, number one, if you are a regular attender, a good member of a local Bible-believing church, continue in that trend. That's what God desires. But if you're truly saved and you're born again and your church involvement is slim, you are lacking in church attendance, you aren't praying for the church, you're not giving to the church, you're not fellowshipping with the church, you're not encouraging the others at the church, I would encourage you to repent of that sin and get going back to church and please God, for that's what God expects in your life. Church attendance is a component of the Christian life. It is a command from Scripture. It is a concern from the heart of God. Tomorrow, the Lord willing, we will continue our study on not forsaking the church, and I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.